The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free anywhere in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Now, right to your host of The Barrington Show, Barrington.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Barrington Show. You're tuned in to Barrington Talk Radio, where we speak philosophy and spirituality. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for being there. I want to thank my longtime listeners for tuning in and hanging in there. Thank you. I really appreciate it. And our new listeners, welcome to The Barrington Show. This is what we're all about. This is a chance for you to wake up and move into a higher consciousness, to learn who you are, and to connect to your true self. This is The Barrington Show. Now, you want to know how to do that, and how do you learn to tap into the real you, how to connect to your real self. You want to learn who you are. I want to give a special thanks to a friend of mine that pointed out to me that she's always listened to the show. My friend lives in Jamaica, Mardia, and she's listening today. So thank you. And for everybody else who's brand new to the radio show, here we go. You're connected to Barrington. If you're alive and you've been on the radio, listening to the media all week, all you've been hearing is about the coronavirus. And it seems to be everywhere you go. You're seeing people in the grocery stores freaking out. I personally went out to buy toilet paper. I had to go to 6 stores to get toilet paper, not because I was trying to stock up, just because I needed some. I finally found it, and my God, it was expensive. Not what you want to pay for toilet paper, but it is what it is. The coronavirus is here. It's a part of our world. We're all a part of it. And we all have, at the moment, one thing in common, a concern as to what is going to happen. I said last week, if you're listening, you know, you can do your part. You have to follow the guidelines. You know, you have to stay active. And they're telling us all the time to wash your hands, you know, give yourself a personal space from everybody. You don't need to shake anyone's hands right now. More, I want to say, I don't know that you need to panic. This is not a panic situation. It has happened. We've been here before. And this too shall pass. You know, just keep yourself active. If you could do anything to boost your immune system, now would be the time to do it. Just to stay alert and just be there. This too will pass. Another great thing I think it is, if you know somebody who's in the high-risk bracket, maybe you can offer some services to them. You know, do their errands for them. drop off, pick up, maybe get some groceries if you can find any on the shelves. But you could do that just to help them out, because the target age is probably the elder. I don't want to say that, but if you can help and keep them out of harm's way, that's your way of giving back. Stay alert. Listen to what they're telling you to do and just do it. I don't know that you need to go out and fill your house with food. I just think you need to be alert. Wash your hands. Stay away from other people. Don't, if you got to cough, cough into your sleeve or something. And do your part to help us through this pandemic. And once we get over it, because we will, you'll see that united we could accomplish a lot. And this is an opportunity, because we're all thinking the same thing right now. And it's just a matter of being in the trenches. But it will pass. That's my bit on the coronavirus. But don't take it lightly. But at the same time, I don't think you need to panic. You know, the death rate is very low. I think we have over 250 cases in Canada, and we only have one person who died. So not to take it lightly, and I'm sure that he doesn't like that. But again, we're here. It's real. Just be alert. Thank you. Again, you're listening to The Barrington Show. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Barrington on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. We're here every Sunday, and we're going to do our show, and we hope you join us. Again, just be alert as to what's going on around you and check your surroundings, not to allow others who may have this infection to get close to you. Thank you for tuning in. Today, we're going to talk about how it is to change your mindset. So we're going to tap into it in a little bit. We've just had an email that come in. So we're going to address the email, and we'll go back into our show.
And Barrington Frank B. writes in. He says, "Hello, Barrington. Excellent advice today. Such a calming effect to hear your voice. Listening to you from Oakland, California, we love you."
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. That's what I hear all the time from California. All is well. I appreciate you writing in and responding. I had to cancel my trip. I was supposed to be away on a vacation next Tuesday, but with what's going on with the airlines, it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. And the group of us that we're going, we're all just, a little cheesed by it, but we also understand that this is where we are now. And they're telling us that if we do go away, when we come back, we're going to have to be quarantined for a couple of weeks. I can't imagine that. So we're thinking the best thing to do, if they don't close the airports down, because I've heard a little rumor from a friend of mine who's a travel agent, and she's saying that they're hinting on possibly closing the airports down. I really wish they don't do that. But if it does happen, we're going to have to stay here and not go on our holiday. But, I'm just crossing my fingers, because I do want to go, and I would go. But if I have to come back and be quarantined in my house for 2 weeks, I don't know if that juice is worth the squeeze. So you're on the air with Barrington. Sorry, you're listening to Barrington on The Barrington Show. And we're talking about the true self. We want you to be connected to the true you and be who you are. We're gonna explain that the ideas that we have in our mind, what we think we are, is not really who we are. We've learned the ideas of what were taught to us by society. We're a teacher, we're a policeman, we're a baker, but that's not who we are. We're acting as those people. Even your parents, you're playing the role as a parent or a child. You're still just playing a role. The true you resides within yourself. You have to find that. You have to tap into the true you to know thyself, to know who you are. This is an opportunity for you to sit still. Sit still with yourself. Just relax and learn the person who you are. Learn what makes you excited. What makes you happy? What do you like to do? Getting up and going to work every day or night wasn't the way it was designed to be. Unfortunately, because of how we live today, it is what it is. It is how it is. And there's not much we could do to change that because we have to survive. We have to pay our bills. We have to attend to our children. We have to be good neighbors. We have to do all these things just to be a functional part of our society. But it doesn't necessarily mean that's who you are. What it means is that that's a role you're playing. And the true you resides inside. And I've always said the universe doesn't, we're not living in the universe. The universe actually is in us. And everything that we want is out there. You know, it's in here, sorry. Everything that is out there is within yourself. You could connect to it as well. So our goal here is to connect you to who you truly are. And we have another email.
And this email is from Gwen N. She has a question. She says, hello, Barrington Show. Just a thought here. With this coronavirus thing happening, should we pray to end it? I pray to God, but if folks do not believe in God, who would they pray to? Just a thought. Thanks. P.S. Oh, I live in Fredericton, New Brunswick.
Okay. Good question, Gwen. Thank you. Should we pray? I don't know that the prayer would hurt. But equally, I don't know that it would help. I'm not sure who you'd be praying to. This thing wasn't brought on by an outside entity. It happened from within, in our society, in our world. Praying wouldn't hurt. And if you're a praying person, by all means, go ahead and knock yourself out and pray for me too. But I tend to think that prayer is a lot like hope without evidence. And if it's worked for you in the past, if you've done prayer and it's worked for you in the past, by all means, do it. For those that don't pray, they'll get the same results as you, and unless you're praying for the entire world to be fixed by an external force. I don't believe there's much out there in the external world that's going to come and rescue us and take us to the promised land, as our religions has told us over the past. I like to look at it this way. If you're out in the ocean, you know, and you're swimming around in the corner of your eye, you see this fin coming towards you. And we can assume what that is. You could pray, or you could hope, or you can pray that that fin, whatever that fin is attached to, is a vegetarian, or they've had their lunch already, or they're just passing you by. You could pray for all those things, but I would say no. I would say swim real fast. Give it the gutso and go for it, because I don't know that prayer is going to change his mind. Or her mind coming to get you. That's how I look at it. So, yeah, go ahead and pray if you're a praying person, because a lot of people swears by prayer. I think we often should pray to ourselves and do our best. And going back, you've talked about the coronavirus. Just do your part. You know, wash your hands, like I've said. Stay away from others. You don't have to shake anybody's hands. You know, just be you and it'll pass. This too shall pass. It's the path that we're on right now, but I guarantee you, we will overcome. So thank you for the email, Gwen.
Okay. George writes in, he says, my thoughts. Hello, Mr. Barrington. This so-called pandemic is truly a test of who we are. Be calm, be good, be honest. Look to who we are, that we are all the same.
That is awesome, George. I agree with you 100%. We're all awesome. That's a part of what I was going to talk about today, that we're all a part of this unit. We all have the same portion. We're all the same, and we're all connected to each other. Right now, we're facing this pandemic, and yeah, it's huge, and a lot of people are panicked by it. But like I said earlier, we're all thinking the same thing, and collectively we're on the same page, because you know everybody's a little bit concerned. We're on the same page. This is how we come together as one. It's not that country, it's not this country, it's not them over there or us over here. It's all of us. Everybody's in this pot together, and we're going to do our part. Thank you for that, George. Thank you very much. So we're here, and I'm going through all what we're supposed to be talking about today. We tapped on a couple of things about not, hoping that something will come and rescue us, because I don't know if that's the case. We're on our own. We're on our own to do our best that we can do, be our best selves. We're on our own to help us. And for a lot of people, that's hard to hear, especially if you've been raised to think that there is a something out there coming to get you and save you and take you to the land of milk and honey. I know that's very hard to hear, but again, it's just hope or faith, and I don't know that any of those have any evidence to support. What we talk about is how to meditate, to learn how to be you, to learn how to connect to yourself, to learn how to be your best self. And that's by sitting still and settling the mind and learning your true identity. And again, I said it earlier, it's not, you know, you're not that policeman or not the baker or the taxi driver or the lawyer. You're just acting and playing those roles. Your true self resides within you. And the other religions that have been, this is not a religion, by the way, the other religions that I've heard about or practiced, some of them, yeah, they will tell you of hope and tell you that something's out there that's better and bigger and greater than us, and it's coming to rescue us one day. And, you know, for as long as I can remember, my great-great-grandmother and her mom and so on and daughter and down to me has been saying the same thing. One day something's going to come and rescue us. I don't know if that's even possible, but it's good to have hope, I guess. And again, I don't know that hope is without evidence. You know, and if you practice what we talk about on the radio, you'll see that we have methods to prove and to give you that that evidence. You just have to want to do the work. You have to be able to get there and do the work that is required to get yourself on that path to walk and learn and study and eventually learn who you are. I've learned recently that the real purpose of our existence is to find ourselves, is to find out who we are, find out why we're here. So get on that horse and start figuring out who you are, and you will be happy. Most of what I talk about, I've written down in the book that I wrote, Awaken, Ascension Guide, that will connect you to higher purpose and is allowing you to get into high, in your high conscience, consciousness. So when you practice it, and this is a guidebook, just telling you step by step how to walk into these areas and how to tap into that source and how to connect, you'll have your proof once you've done your work, but you've got to do the work. So if you're looking for the Barrington book, it's in Amazon.com as well as .ca. So that information is available to you. And if you do the practice and you go through the motion that the book is telling you, you will get your proof.
Okay. And John W. writes in, he says, hello, how do we know who we are? Sure, we play the role of our occupation, etc., but how do we truly know who we are? It's very confusing, but thank you. Well, that opened up a can of worms, huh?
It sure did. Thank you, John. Thank you for writing in. Okay. I think probably the best way to do this is to start to eliminate who you're not. Okay? If you take away those things that you are not, what's left will be easier to work with. So, you know, you've got 100 pounds going on, skim it down to 25, and then you could focus on that 25 and zero in on who you are. So we will start by eliminating who you're not. You know, you're not that person, that job. You're not that son. You are the son because you're labeled that way. But there's a lot more to you. You live within the body. The body is just your vehicle, gets you from point A to point B, much like your car or your, like an airplane or whichever method you take to travel around in. That's who that the body is. And because we have this body, we feel restricted. We feel there's resistance. We feel there's limit. But without that, we're limitless. Without that, we can accomplish everything that we want. We can move as fast as we want, but we're restricted by the body. And what you truly are is pure love. love for self, love for others. What you want to do is figure out how to get there. And the method in which you could take to journey there, John and everybody else, is to know what you're not. Figure out the label that was given to you. And the truth of ourselves has been camouflaged by our society, our parents, our religion, our occupation, as you stated. This is how we define ourselves. But if I said this earlier in one of the shows, if you weren't told all those things about you, like your name is such and you live at this and you're that female or you're that male, if you didn't have that thing placed on you, how would you identify yourself? You would say, I am. And that is what you are. We're the breath. We're all a part of this great universe that's within us. And our true self and our purpose of being here is just to figure out who we are. And we're not the labels that was given to us by our society or our parents or the pastor or the preacher or the head of religion. The religious process was to take you to a journey to introduce you to self. And I said this again, that it was supposed to bring you there like a conduit, the direct flow from point A to point B. Somewhere along the line, it was interrupted. And you were supposed to be introduced to the world of spirituality, to the world of a higher self, higher self-conscious, the higher consciousness, and it didn't happen. And we settle into the body and we take it as the gospel, no pun intended. But we're not that. We're not that. What we are is a little bit greater. We're limitless. We're all that there is. You know, you could call it all you want. You can call it the Messiah, the Jehovah, the Jesus if you want, or whoever. You can label it if you want. Well, no, Jesus is actually the man that walked on earth. But the other entities that the religion is teaching us to believe that we are, we're not that either. We are all that there is. And I said, I think it was last week or the week before in our show, that if, you know, a dog has a puppy, that puppy would have to be a dog as well. Much like we're created by the universe, we're created by all that there is, we're created by the higher self. So we are that person. Once you've become wise enough to understand what that is, you become that person. So, yeah, we are a lot more than, you know, you see in the mirror. There's so much more to us that it's just unbelievable. A way to that is to take a journey into self-realization, where you become awakened to the true self, where you wake up and see and experience and live. In doing that, you will have to change your lifestyle. You will have to learn to settle down, quiet the mind, have one single thought that you will reflect on, and you will find you. It's not something that's going to happen tonight. You won't wake up tomorrow morning singing hallelujah, here I am. But within time, you'll take your journey into self-realization. You'll be awakened into the new you. You'll be awakened into a higher consciousness. A lot of the things that we do in our everyday activity won't be that important to you anymore. Not that it's bad. What scares us the most is to change. We're afraid to change. We're really afraid that we're going to change and lose our identity. But what if you can change your mindset and change and get a greater understanding, more knowledge, more wisdom of self, then the change is worth it. This is where I say that juice is worth the squeeze. So learning who you are is your purpose as to why you're here. And when you get there, you'll find out that you're pure love. I said earlier, you can't go up and down at the same time. You're going to have to choose one. You cannot go in and out at the same time. You're going to have to choose one. You can't love and hate at the same time. You're going to have to choose one. And I think if you choose love, you will understand a lot greater or more of yourself. You will definitely want to take that path because we've seen the results of that. We're not designed to hate. We're not designed to discriminate. We're not designed to think that we're superior or inferior. We're designed to be one. And you can't consciously look at your right hand and say it's more valuable than your left hand. Neither can you look at your fellow brother and think that you're superior to him or vice versa. We're all the same. We're created by the same source. We've gotten the same portion, and everything that you have within yourself has to come from the same source, and you got the same piece. That person, you know, we watch as superstars on TV playing sports, and they're just phenomenal. But that's them exercising their desire. That's what they enjoy doing. That's what they like. And you could do the same. You could have done the same. I don't know if it's too late. It's too late for me. But, you know, you have a guy that just defines everything that he does. He's absolutely amazing is what he does. It's his passion towards it, and he's learned how to do it. He didn't get anything special. He got what you got. Same cup of water. He took it, worked with it, and built what he got from it, or she. We're all the same. Everybody's connected. When you take, and I've said this before as well, you take that ice cube and you throw it into the ocean or the lake, it melts and becomes a part of it. When we go back to the spiritual world, that's what happens to us. We just go back to the source that we've come from. And then you do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again. So we're all the same. We're all connected. The next time you see another person down the road, he's exactly like you. Like, for example, right now, when you see somebody on the road, they're probably thinking about this coronavirus that we've been talking about, because we're connected to that one thing right now, because that's what's the most important thing right now. But we're all connected. We're all the same. There's no differences between you and them or her, including the male and the female. We're all the same. We're all the same. And you can't hurt one person and don't think it doesn't have an impact on you. Everything you do has an impact on you. So I know it's a very long way to go to explain that, Johnny, but I hope you got that and understand that you are as important as everybody else who's walked on this planet. Okay. Do we have another? Oh, we have another one.
We have two more.
Oh, sorry.
All right. John comes in. A question for you. Hello. I hear you talk about meditation on some of your past shows, and I know that it's very good for our mental well-being, but is it also good for our physical well-being? Anything to help with this virus crisis? Thank you. And that is from John T.
John T. Thank you. Mentally, absolutely. The meditation process you've asked about, absolutely. But also meditation does a lot for the body as well. You know, you're setting the mind as to where it should be. You're lining it up the way it needs to be. So when you're in perfect alignment with everything, body, mind, spirit, everything, you will improve the quality of your function, the quality of the function of your body. But if you want to go a little bit further, you could do yoga. And yoga is another form of meditation. So if you want to step it up, let's say that, you could definitely step it up with the yoga part of it and to meditate, and it will definitely line the body the way it needs to be. So you're definitely putting yourself on a better path of a healthier way, happier way, easier way, stress-free way of living a life. So answering your question, absolutely. The meditation as well does for the mind as well as it does for your physical. So hope that will work for you, but try it out. I would like to say this, what we talk about, you can get proof, and you're not relying on hope. You can get your own proof. Okay, so I hope that answers your question, John. We have another one from Donna.
Donna writes in. She says, thank you for the meditation advice. Hi, I am new to meditation, but love it. I find that it is, in fact, getting easier to practice. Thank you for turning me on to it. That was the best thing to happen to me in many years. You are the best, my friend. Donna.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you for that. You didn't say where you're from, but that's okay. We'll figure it out. Donna, this is absolutely amazing, and this is what we want people to do. Just take it. Just try it. This is not a drug. you know, this is exposure to the all, the be all that there is. And if you just want to tap into it and try it, it will take a little bit of practice to get going because, you know, you're not used to it and you probably had a different method or thought pattern before this one. But it's one of those things where consistency is going to beat. Consistency is going to win. And if you just keep practicing, we had suggested a long time ago, you do start like 3 minutes, get your butt used to sitting still and not doing anything or thinking about anything and keeping your mind clear. The first thing you'll notice is you're less stressed. And if you're staying very consistent with your meditation, you also feel well rested. Because like 20 minutes of meditation is equivalent to 1 hour of sleep. And if you're into yoga or anything like that, there's actually some yoga moves, poses you could do where you don't need sleep or as much sleep. So this is the proof. This is what's happening. So do your meditation, Donna. That's awesome that you're taking on the practice. And I hope a lot of other people will do what you're doing and just give it a try. Take a kick at the can. You will win.
Excellent. And let's see. We have another one coming in here. This is from Laura C. And Laura says, Barrington, what a fantastic answer about who we actually are. It makes sense to me. People really need to take time for themselves, especially now with this virus. Think about life, what it's about. Why are we here? We are all the same.
Very good. I like that, Laura. You've nailed it. I don't even know what to say about that. You've absolutely nailed it. Yeah, we're all the same. We're all the same regardless of what you look like. You're black, you're white, you're Asian, you're all the same. You're just wearing a different suit. You know, within yourself, you're connected the same way, you're wired the same way. You know, some like sushi, some don't. It doesn't change who you are. Some are vegetarians, some aren't. It doesn't change who you are. You know, you may be a teacher or a baker. It doesn't change who you are. You're just playing that role. So thank you very much for that. And I realize that people are listening to this and they're believing it. And it is truth. And you can prove it for yourself. Stay tuned and listen to all that there is. And you will be so amazed by the answers you get. Whoa, they're just popping in here
today. They're popping in here. The little red icon is coming up. Let's see. This is from Madden W, and Madden says, hello, I just wanted to say how much that I enjoy your radio broadcast from Los Angeles, California. Great tips for life. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you. Where is she from? California. Thank you very much for listening to the show. Every time I speak to the host here, we're growing. The show is getting bigger. We're getting more people in to listen to the show, and it's because of what I offer. This is something for life. It's life-changing, and it's designed to put you on a path that's going to make you happier. I'm not suggesting that you're not happy right now, but I'm just saying, you know, the dessert is still to come. So you will enjoy this ride. I've been doing it for many years, for more than 20 years, and I've been studying and talking and teaching and helping other people to realize you don't need to walk around in life with a limp. Hold up your head. Realize there's so much more to you. You've been searching, we've been searching since day one for something else because we have this feel within us, there's more. Well, there is more. There's a lot more. There's a lot more. You're not restricted to being that teacher that goes to work and come home and sit down and then get up and repeat that process. That's just the act. That's just the camouflage talking, telling you how we think you should be. But you have your own ideas. You're limitless. You could be anything you want to be, and you need to know that. It is your God-given right, or your given right to know your full potential. But in order to know that, you need to know who you are. And in order to know who you are, you have to know who you're not. And by doing that, you will tap into the source. You'll be a happy camper. This is, do we have another one there?
No. And up on the left here, when we get a red icon, that is a new email. That's an old one there. So we'll take that out from Madden. Thank you again. While we got a break really quick, I want to, folks, give you your information how to contact us. It's very simple, very easy to do. If you're in the Toronto GTA area, the telephone number is 905-725-1907. Toll free anywhere in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Or, of course, you can email us right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And you are listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.
Okay, so here we go. Wow, the emails are just coming in today, boy. All the stuff, all the notes and things that I've written out that I wanted to talk to, of course, I have to deviate from a lot of it. But I promise you that we're going to keep the show going, keep you in tune, and make sure you're getting from this what you need to get. And the bottom line, the bottom line message here is for you to know thyself. For you to know thyself and to stop thinking that you're lesser or that you're greater. You're just there. And I'm not saying I'm not taking away from you. We're just letting you realize that we're all one family. We're all connected to one family. We're called people or the human race. That's it. One family. There's no greater one among us. There's a better baker and a better teacher because that's what they've practiced. But you are connected to everybody in the world. And you're just that one person who has a voice that you want to use for something different to separate you from the group because you want to be a basketball player or you want to be a lawyer or a ditch digger. Whatever it is that you choose to do doesn't change who you are. And you need to step up and learn who you are. And that's what you want to know. So I can tell you, you're without limits. And I said that earlier. You exist without limit. You could do anything. And I've said that earlier. There's no restrictions. There's no limit. The reason we're restricted and we're limited is because we have a body. And typically what happens with this body when it gets to, I'm going to live till I'm 102. But when it gets to that age, it's going to be too old or too diseased. Probably just tired. And I have to lay it down and get a new one. In the process, it's called rebirth. Because I will get a new one and I will start again. Like you will, like everybody will, and you will just continue. So much like the old car you had and you got rid of it, you got a new one, now you're sporting around with something maybe a little nicer, whatever the case may be. Pretty much that's what happens to all of us. As we get to the point where we can't go any further with what we've got, we trade it in and get a newer model. So yes, we just continue. I don't know that we ever die. We don't die. We just start again. It's called the rebirth. You are the absolute. You are the highest entity that exists. That's who you are. And again, if that's your parents and, you're the younger version of that, doesn't matter. You're still the same. Doesn't change who you are. I have said already that you're without limits. You could do anything you want to do. You know what I mean? But at the deep root to all of this, you are true love. And this is what you need to practice and understand, that you are true love.
All right. We have another email from Mick R. He says, hello, Barrington. Your analogies on things are amazing. So clever with your choice of words. I love them. I live in Toronto, and it has been nuts here with this virus panic. 102, you know how long you're going to live? How? I love it.
Wow, the how is going to be really hard to explain, but we make our own choices. We get to go home when we want to go home, so I'm choosing 102, and I know that, so you can choose your own. When I tell people this, and I've been saying that for many years, and of course they say, yeah, really, you want to be 102 years old, well, nothing functions in your body, and I've always said, when I'm done and I'm not able to do what I want to do, then it'll be time to go home. And you'll be excited for it. So 102 are the years. And I meditate a lot. And I get a lot of signals, a lot of voices. Not the kind of voices that you hear about on television. But you do get your insight, the gut feeling that you get when you're just about by yourself, when you're in meditation. You get all the answers you want. You'll be able to answer all the questions out there. So figuring out when you're going to go home, that's kind of, it's up to you. But this is really advanced, and we don't want to tap into that yet, because then we'll run off in another direction. We want to get, I want to get you on the path of learning how to become your best self. I want to get you on the path of learning how to identify who you truly are, your true person within yourself. I was going to tell a story, but I'll pass that today, because we seem to have the attention of everybody that's paying attention to our show. Answering part of your question, yes, I live just out of Toronto. I live in Ajax, but I go through Toronto almost every day to go to work. And yes, it is crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I'm upset that I had to go to 5 different stores to find toilet paper. And that bothered me, because I don't know why we're stocking up on toilet paper. There's a lot of other things out there that you could be worried about, and I don't know that toilet paper is one of them.
I concur with that.
6 stores. And the reason I did it was one of my sons called and said, we need a toilet paper in the house. Let's see what he does when we do. 6 stores. And I was kind of upset by that. And then, of course, the lineup was just crazy. Anyway, let's not panic. This too shall pass. We'll take our time. We'll go through what we go through. And yes, I will live. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Then people's going to hold me to it. But yeah, I've signed up for 102. How's that?
That's excellent. And thank you, Mick. Let's see. We have another email from Spring. What a beautiful name. Spring, keeping happy is her title. She says, you know the old saying, health is everything. And that is so true. Barrington, please preach to your listeners to live healthy by eating right, meditating, being spiritual, and keeping the faith in life and the hoping for an afterlife for eternity. Love your radio show from Toledo, Ohio.
Spring, beautiful name. I can almost say you're here. And that's funny. That was a joke I was cracking. You're right. And I do tell people all the time to live happy, live healthy. Take care of your immune system. Do the things that will make your immune system at its best. Keep it up there. You know, eat healthy foods. I don't know if I can say on the radio, don't eat flesh, but I won't say it. But
you can, and you just did.
No, I didn't. Well, if you practice healthy eating, and I wouldn't tell everybody to become vegetarian, but if you try it, you will like it. And it is easy to do. But yeah, Spring says, yeah, be happy. Do meditate. And we've talked about this all the time. And, you know, live a spiritual life. Help people. Be kind. Be kind to yourself. And once you're kind to yourself, and don't do to anybody that you wouldn't want done to you. So, yeah, that's definitely a good practice for you to have. Exercise, well, not now because they've closed the gym. I was supposed to go to yoga this morning, and I got rejected. But when this passes, this is a reality check. And I've realized that this is a good teaching method for every single one of us. Good teachable method for all of us to learn to put ourselves in check and to take care of number one. This is what's happening. Take care of number one. And if you are 100% to you, you could be so much better to other people, because you can't teach what you don't know. You can't preach what you don't know. So definitely take care of number one. Thank you very much for that email, Spring. And we're definitely going to pass that information on. That's generally what our show is all about. It's just awareness and just getting people to understand who they are and be healthy. You know, you don't have to eat that food. I always say to my children, for many years, you want to eat the food that God made, not the ones that the lab made. And our bodies are designed to take care of our illnesses, but you have to treat it properly. You have to feed it properly. You can't feed it junk and expect it to perform at a high performance level. Like, you wouldn't put water in your car, right? You'd put the fuel that's going to make it perform at its best. So thank you again for that. Spring, thank you very much. Okay. So I just went down the list that I have here, and one of the things that I had forgotten about was the fact that everybody state that we live in the universe, but I tend to think the universe lives within us, and everything that we want exists within you, and you need to start to look inside and not out there.
And Paul writes in Barrington, he says, hello, 102 sounds good to me. A path to a higher consciousness. I love that. That is insane about toilet paper. You are so right about needing other products in this crisis. And it does make sense to me, Barrington, of course. The media, not your show, has got the world on edge with paper products. Thank you for calming. Thank you for the calming effect to the world. Paul is from Yonkers, New York City.
Thank you, Paul. That's amazing. And the reason I'm a little cheesed at the toilet paper is because it's toilet paper. I'm thinking in a real crisis, what am I going to do with toilet paper? Can't eat it.
You can't eat it. You can't cook it. Could I interject one second? Paul is right about that. You know, everything that started about 2 weeks ago with this crisis, when the news media came on, instead of saying, make sure you have the right meds, you know, if you're on meds, and maybe a little bit of bottled water just in case the water supplies are turned off for whatever reason, which would be temporary, and have some food and canned goods and that. But they didn't stress that. They stressed toilet paper, Kleenex, hand sanitizer, toilet paper, and everyone's mindset said, we need paper products.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
People are picking up toilet paper for 6 months.
I know.
I've seen pictures online, not doctored, real pictures, stacked in the carts. Forget about food. Forget about water. Forget about medicine, you know, especially for diabetics and things. Forget about everything.
Yeah.
Toilet paper.
Get toilet paper. So, I don't know, maybe at the end of it, they're going to throw it at people's houses or something.
Why when you came in today, I was gonna say, hey, let's barter your show today. You bring me a roll of toilet paper. So it's crazy.
It is crazy. But again, that's the media, right? The media will do that to you. And because we're so connected, some of us are so connected to the media, if they tell you to go and buy toothpicks, and you know, you're going to do it. And you'll have to sit back and figure out why. Why do I need that? And like I said, I'm a little cheesed because I had to go to 6 stores to find toilet paper just so I can have some in my house. And when I did find it, I bought one package like I always did. Nothing special.
That's for sure. And Irene Kay writes in. She says, wow, she's listening. Stop the hoarding. Hello, I am a new listener from Miami, Florida. I bet you it's beautiful down there. Is it as crazy up there in Canada with all of the gouging of the grocery stores? What people have to realize is that when they hoard products, other people need the same products to keep healthy so they do not pass on the virus to anyone else, including the selfish gougers. So please, Barrington, tell your listeners around the world to stop hoarding things. We will get through this, and no one needs more than 2 weeks of supplies at a time. I know this is a bit off topic for you per se, but maybe you can in fact make a difference to someone listening to you. Thanks. I love your show. And that is Irene, a new listener from Miami, Florida.
Thank you, Irene.
She hit the nail on the head what you were just saying.
You nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. And you're right. And if they are going to listen to me, I will say this. This will pass. A whole bunch of toilet paper won't help you in any way at all other than what toilet paper does. So you don't need to grab and hoard and hold on to all these things. This is going to pass. There's other things out there that that is way more important than toilet paper. But you don't need to, like in Canada up here or wherever you are in the States there, we don't need to run out and stock up. We're not that bad, you know, but the media has a way of making you feel as if you're not going to make it. So let's get all these things ready to go just in case I'm not going to make it or just in case the stores close down. Irene, you're absolutely right. You don't need to buy any more than you would have used in 2 weeks, tops. And the I'm laughing about the toilet paper because I don't get it. But the toilet paper thing and other things that you may need, just slow down. What I want to do, instead of telling you not to go out and hoard all these things, I'd rather say stop being afraid. Learn who you are, and it will eliminate fear from your minds and your heart. And if you're not afraid, you'll realize it is what it is, and this too shall pass. Just do what you normally do. Take the precautionary measures like we've talked about. Wash your hands. Don't be making out with people. Don't touch, don't hold. Just do your part. Follow the guidelines that's laid that's laid out for us. And don't allow yourself to panic. And there's one episode in Toronto, I think, where this one person had a gun in the store or something.
I read that. I saw that. They robbed someone, right?
Yeah.
Who bought some stuff?
It's just craziness. And we don't need to do that, people. That person is you. That person that you're trying to rob or buying all the stuff and take it from them, that person is you. That is you. So be kind to yourself. Just be safe and follow the guidelines and don't allow anybody to tell you otherwise, because this panic is worse than the epidemic itself, and that's what's crazy. Just be you. I think we have another...
Nope, we're good. Nope.
Okay, so we're on it. So thank you, and I'm glad, and don't take this lightly. There is something that's happening right now in the whole world, and we're all a part of it, but we don't need to panic. There's no panic. We don't need to. Just be yourself and be kind to yourself. My last thought, I was on this about, they're saying that we live in the universe, and I think the universe exists within us. And if whatever you want to accomplish, it's within you. It's within you, regardless of what you were told by the parents that may have put you down or society that may have shunned you or anybody out there who's not being your friend. You have the power within you to rise up, to change, to build a super you, to step into a higher consciousness. You need to step into a higher consciousness and learn more about yourself.
And Rachel writes in, she said, this is Rachel L. She has an all caps, thank you. Stop being afraid. Right on. This shall pass. Thank you, Barrington, for telling us the truth. Be kind to ourselves and to others.
Thank you, Rachel. Yeah, it is. It is what it is. And thank you for sending that message in. We're just afraid. And if you just settle down and realize the fear is just worse, you know, the fear is just making things so much worse. Take it easy. When you look at how many people's been affected by this and how many people who has died from it, you realize it's, especially in Canada, I think they said there's over 250 cases here, and we've had one elderly gentleman who passed away. There's a lot of fear out there, and I don't know why it's there, but you don't need to be afraid. It is what it is. And if you're thinking that, you know, buying all the toilet paper in the world is going to save you or give you a comfort zone, I don't know how that's going to work. Be kind to your friends. If you want to do something, go out there and help those that are in a high-risk bracket. Volunteer to do some things for them to eliminate, to minimize their exposure to this. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Oh, by the way, if you take the path of meditation and you learn to become the true you, fear will go away.
Okay, very good. Carla P. writes in, she's got some questions, and she says, Barrington, may I ask, did you ever ask your parents about their choice for your name? It is very unique. I love it. Secondly, I am going to purchase your book. What made you decide to write it? How much research did you do for it? And how long did it take you to write it? Thank you. And that is from Carla.
Thank you, Carla. Wow, let's start with the name Barrington. I don't know. I showed up and everybody was calling me that. It's a very common name from where I'm from, but I didn't have a choice. But apparently, every time I tell people my name, they said, wow, it's a powerful name. That's a really powerful name. I guess over the years, I've learned to accept that fact. And it is unique. I do know another Barrington, but that's my name. It's on paper. That makes me legit. But I'm not, you know, I'm just acting like a Barrington. I'm actually a really different person because I learn who I am. Now, you also ask, it's very unique. Love it. Secondly, where can you purchase my, you are going to purchase my book. Okay, it took me a while. I've been writing since I was in my teens. And I always just get out a piece of paper and write some stuff down, because within myself, I've always known that there's more. putting the book together, I guess it took it about a year and a half, but I've been writing for 20 years. My research is my life. So to answer the question is how long did it take me to do all the research? It took me meditation. I started meditating in my teens. And a lot of the things that I was told by our society, by our parents, by friends and whatever it is, didn't make a lot of sense to me because I knew within myself there was more. There is more. Cannot be this body that's going to show up here and live till 102, then get buried in the earth and that's it. There's more. And the search brought me, the realization brought me into following my search. And many years of studying philosophy in school and psychology and a lot of religion and just having general conversation with people. One of the first books that kind of moved me was a book that was written many years ago by, it's called The Trial and Death of Socrates. And I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but research. It's an awesome book. And then Norman Vincent Peale also wrote another book a while after that, says The Power of Positive Thinking. And I think that was probably one of the first books I read when I was a kid. And they set me in a different path. They sort of answered the question that I've always been asking within myself, is there more? Although the Vincent Peale book was more religious base, but it still put me on the path of wanting to find the more. And the more I studied, the more I meditated, it brought me into a lot of martial arts, a lot of yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong. I've been doing it all since I was a kid. You know, I'm in my 50s now, and I've been just studying. So that's my research to answer your question. And there's a lot more books I want to write. Right now, I'm just a little bit busy. But yeah, I will put out a few more.
She does want to know that particular book that you have out. She wants to know how the actual years, how long? Would you say it's lifetime?
It's my life.
Yeah, okay.
It's my life. There's parts of this book where I talk about when I was like 3 years old. And
that's incredible.
Listening to, yeah, that's another thing about the memory. I remember everything.
See, at 3 years old.
Yes, I remember.
That's incredible. I think for me, people have asked me that before. The earliest I can remember, I think, might have been around four for me, maybe. Yeah. But to remember something at 3 years old, that's incredible.
3 years old, I remember things. And where I grew up back home, there's this man that used to practice a lot of music. And apparently I was listening to his music before I was born. You know him as Bob Marley. And he lived next door, practiced next door to where we lived over the years.
That's amazing.
And my parents will tell me the story of him being there and all these great things. But yeah, so the research on the book has taken me the majority of my life. And that's why it's got so many different things in it to help other people just to see another way, another life. And you're not down and out, never down and out. As long as you breathe, you matter. As long as you exist, you matter. And as long as you're alive, you're able to change who you are and what you've been doing. And you will wake up one day and realize, oh, my Lord, I've been doing this way, but there's another way. Just take the journey, take the path, take the step, look into another way. You know, I was reading about a gentleman that was locked up for life, and he's actually on death row, and he says he's so happy that he's free. And that's what you want, is freedom. Now, it's kind of ironic that he's behind bars for the rest of his life and he says he's free. Well, his thought is, you have my body, but you don't have me. And he's living the me, you know, differently than being locked up in jail. And I thought that's amazing, because no matter where you are, what you're doing, you could be free. You can free yourself. Oh, you could free yourself. You could free everything about you. I just realized the time's passed. Oh, my Lord. Okay.
Yeah, we have about 3 minutes.
Okay. I didn't realize. I'm still thinking we're 10 minutes in the show. Thank you for listening. And I'm not winding up yet. I'm saying the book is out there. You want to catch Awaken an Ascension Guide. It's a guide to a higher consciousness. And when you've raised your level of consciousness, you're more alert. There's your wisdom and there's your knowledge coming to you.
And where could they get that book?
This book right now, it's online at Amazon.com as well as Amazon.ca. And I think there's a couple of them in the chapters somewhere else, but I'm working on getting it more public, getting it out there. But if you want to get a copy of the book, Amazon.com. Awaken Ascension Guide, Amazon.com, and it's there.
And do you have a website? If folks listening around the world want to go to You don't have a website for that?
I do have a website. It's the Barrington Awaken website. If you go on, type in Barrington Awaken, it'll pop up. And Instagram is there as well. I haven't been there for a couple of weeks. It's been a very crazy couple of weeks. But the website exists. Everything is there. I will be better prepared for you on the next show. But again, the time just slipped away from me.
For sure.
Holy mackerel. But pick up the book. You'll enjoy it. Call me anytime. Sorry, email us anytime and ask me the questions in the book anytime, and I'll answer it for you. But this is the Barrington Show. Thank you very much for being a part of us. We will catch you next weekend. Please, everybody, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You owe it to yourself to stay calm, cool, and collective. Talk to you next week. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.